So we have it set for the week of April 26th. So it's just like it was last year. It's just curbside, one truckload. They will do everything in 1 week. So we'd ask that everybody have everything out to the curb, you know, that weekend before, because they start about 4 a.m. that Monday, the 26th. So once they go past, they won't come back. And I think last year they did it in about 3 days. So it was pretty quick. So if you don't have it out, you'll get missed and most likely won't be able to come back and hit it again.
And the big items you need a sticker for, right? Can you explain that?
So, yeah, any appliance or I think it might be a chair or a sofa or a mattress, you need to call up and get a sticker prior to that. So then it's tagged and it's sitting out there so they know what they have to do.
Right. So, and I wanted to bring up, it's always, there were the, you announced this before, but the e-cycling and paint collection places back open. Can you tell our listeners again how they can participate in that?
Yep, so we offer the e-cycle program the first and third Thursdays of every month, 9 a.m. to noon, 12:30 to 3. So that's one of the items they won't accept on the curbside stuff, so we always have that, you know, twice a month to be able to do that. So feel free to bring any of that stuff up those two Thursdays.
All right. And the yard waste disposal site, I'm assuming, is that back open for spring cleanup, that people do that?
It is back in full effect, so more than welcome to use it. Dump as close to the pile as you can so we can keep a lot of room. It gets really busy in the spring and the fall that we run out of room sometimes, and we try to go down and get everything cleared out. So yeah, if you can dump close to the pile, it's open too, but everybody's ready to get back to it.